Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is NFL Sunday with Christian Fourier, Jermaine Wiggins, and Rich Keefe. Getting you set for Patriots and Chiefs. Patriots.
And the New England defense has scored yet another touchdown.
Chiefs.
McCoy. Touchdown. Kansas City.
Now, broadcasting from the Best Yet studios in Foxborough, it's NFL Sunday, presented by Kaplansky Insurance, with Fourier, Wiggy, and Keefe on WEEI.
Hour number two of NFL Sunday from our Best Yet broadcast booth right across the street from Gillette Stadium. This is NFL Sunday, getting you ready for Patriots and Chiefs. Pat's coming off a loss, but at 10-2, the Chiefs are 8-4. It is a 4:25 kickoff. So we'll have inactives just before 3 o'clock. Tom E. Kern will join us at 2. Keith Fourier and Wiggy right here. And guys, I don't know if you saw this, but Diana Russini had a report early this morning that the Tennessee Titans are so happy with Ryan Tannehill's performance, the Tannessance, which is a real thing. They're 5-1 with him as a starter. They are planning on, or they are working towards, a new long-term contract. They are not going to franchise him, which they could do. They want to give him a brand-new deal. And, of course, Tennessee, one of those teams that we've all been kind of speculating, if Tom Brady were to leave here, could Tennessee make sense with Mike
Vrabel? I don't think you say all, but I know Christian has been beating this drum.
Listen,
I don't get it.
It makes sense.
I want to hear, because I don't see Brady going to – Tennessee.
Well, apparently neither does Tennessee. With
I guess not. Well, I mean, my thought process on it was listen, it's not L.A. He's not going to L.A.
Yeah, I don't buy that.
And you, you guys are no on L.A.
I'm a 1,000% no on L.A.
I'm a no on LA everywhere.
Still?
Well, listen, 100%, if we're going to play this game,
can we play it with the
rules being he can't stay in New England?
Yes.
Okay?
Wiggy won't
like,
play
don't pull
way.
An
no,
Ordway.
Okay.
You're
Wiggy
playing an Ordway. We're not doing that, Glenn. Sorry, Wiggy. Okay? The game is he can't stay here.
You have to pick another team.
Yeah, you have
to. Can I pick retirement?
No, you cannot pick retirement.
Because Fourier already said, Scoops already said he's not retiring.
All
That's
right,
on his
list. That is true. That is true.
So he's not retiring.
Okay, so I'll play this game with you.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll play the game with you. Okay.
Who is it?
You're saying Tennessee.
Are you still saying Tennessee?
Hold on. I'm saying if I'm looking at the landscape and I'm looking at there's certain things that, first of all, it's got to be my offense. So forget about who the offense coordinator at any of these places. Okay, they're bringing in a guy to run his system.
That's correct.
Dunsky with that, all
okay.
right?
Dunsky.
So that's
I look at it
though,
like,
right?
I look at it, there is an interesting relationship between Mike Vrabel and Brady that has long existed,
yes.
And I think that they could coexist, and there's some snarkiness in this with Vrabel where he would love the fact to be able to beat Bill and to win with Brady. They could coexist.
What's
the
rule?
Because this is part of it. I want to ask this question.
Yeah.
What's the rule with an offensive coordinator leaving one team to go be an offensive coordinator to somebody else? Can you do that in the NFL? I thought there was a rule.
What do you mean? You can't go be a coordinator somewhere else?
No, I thought
if you're under contract.
If you're under contract,
do you need to have a promotion? Is that what the
I thought there was something like that. That's
I don't know.
So
you could probably work around that, couldn't you?
Okay.
Be like, he's now the assistant head coach.
Okay,
like,
so all right,
things are offensive line, weapons, strong running game. You got two. You got a big back. You got a small back.
Right.
Deion Lewis. You have
the receivers aren't great. I like Corey Davis.
Right.
But he hasn't done it.
I tell you what,
Brown?
Corey Davis will be a whole nother level with Brady. I love Corey Davis. Okay, so then you also have
AJ Brown,
Delanie Walker, who is a little bit older, but still, they'll
Lane's
figure
old.
That's fine.
Okay.
But they still have issues. I also felt like just the city alone
Nashville.
Was intriguing.
Beautiful
okay,
city.
The city. It's not L.A.
No.
It's kind of in the. It's somewhat in the heartland. There's still a good fan base. There's. It would be a fun place to live for 2 years. It's like, you know, we'll go there. We'll live. Lots of stars go there. Kirk Herbstreit lives there.
Kirk Herbstreit lives in Nashville.
He lives in Nashville.
Holy
smokes. And I remember Matt Hasselbeck telling me. He went and he lived in who was the guy, the singer?
Elvis
country.
No, no,
country
he was his dad
Travis
was
Tritt.
No, he, close. I was gonna say Travis. His dad was a baseball player. What the hell's his name?
Garth Brooks.
No,
John Cougar Mellencamp.
Oh, forget it.
John Lennon.
Why can I not remember his name? He's married to another singer, Faith Hill. He's married to Faith Hill.
Oh, you're talking about Clay Travis.
Tim McGraw.
Yeah, so Matt lived in Tim McGraw's house.
Okay.
I don't know. It seems like a place where, so like, if I would want to live somewhere,
Taylor Swift's
that
house?
To me seems like a place where, like, hey, my kids wouldn't mind living here. I'm not going to grab. It's not all pretentious and nutty.
No,
hardworking, blue collar
esque. A good enough team. I mean, they might make the playoffs this year without him. You know, like, so that was, it makes sense. I think he, I thought at the beginning of the year, even that
it's
was
not going to be,
yeah.
It's not going to be some team. It's not going to be L.A. because he wants to freaking be in movies. That was so stupid.
Okay. No, not movies, but L.A. as
and,
a team that would
and nobody
overpay.
Gives,
oh,
and,
but, L.A. would give him 3 years and
$100 million. Nobody cares.
Nobody cares.
So,
yeah, they care. What do you mean
nobody
they don't
cares
care?
About
the
football?
Care about that.
Nobody cares about football in L.A. That's the other
but
thing.
But they're going into a new stadium and they want to sell some tickets and they would sell more season
they
tickets
don't
than Tom Brady.
Care.
But,
so
but they have to try something, don't they?
It'll be.
Then why even have the team? There.
But why would you
I
say Tennessee wouldn't pay him?
What?
Why wouldn't Tennessee pay him?
Tennessee might, but maybe he wants to go to L.A. You can put more TB12s in L.A. than you can in
so
L.A.
You only
wait
put
second.
One.
So are we factoring all that? Like,
it's like a Starbucks.
Are we factoring the TB12?
Every quarter, I want a TB12.
Are we factoring the TB12 and the L.A. lifestyle?
Sure,
living
yes. Factor whatever you want to factor into this.
All right, so
did you not hear Willie? He was on your show, was
yeah,
he not?
Yeah,
Willie said that Giselle
doesn't like
LA.
I'm buying that.
But here's
100%.
This is my take from Friday.
So Tennessee's at the top of your list, Christian.
Yes, if I'm like going to break it down, mm-hmm. Yeah, I would say.
Can I give you a quick my Giselle take?
Okay,
just this as this goes into it, because we know that she's been trying to get Tom to retire for a number of years,
right?
I think once she gets wind that the Patriots don't want him back, mm-hmm. She's going to urge him to continue to play and stick it to the Patriots. She's going to be a motivational force.
Ooh,
next year,
I
no matter where
her.
He
I
is.
Like her even more now.
Okay, yes. So
she's going to be like, these guys, after 20 years, yeah. Don't think you can do it for two more?
So you said it was about respect.
Yeah, screw them. Go play. Keep playing. We'll move to Nashville for 2 years. We'll move to L.A. We'll move to wherever.
So where do you got him going?
So I think I don't think Fourier is that far off, although the Tannehill thing, if that's true, then mm-hmm. That would put an end to it. I think, and this is kind of shocking, but there was some buzz on Friday about it. I think there's some more buzz out there. Miami Dolphins.
Okay.
There's some Miami buzz. They got a head coach down there. Chad O'Shea, remember him?
So
you're on the red zone here.
So Devontae Parker is your...
Well, Devontae Parker, and you would also have to probably sign Emmanuel Sanders. You'd have to sign A.J. Green. You'd have to sign Antonio Brown, potentially.
Okay.
And they have so much money in cap space that they could probably also fix their offensive line. Because that's one team where, unlike Tennessee, they don't have a lot of talent. So you would need to bring in Brady and a lot of other people.
Right, you'd have to
Miami. You could put a TB12 down in Miami and talk about sticking it to the Pats. You play them twice a year.
You're going to need a lot of rebuilding that organization defensively, offensively.
But similar to Fourier's, I think there's at least a head coach there where he's familiar with. There's some guys on the coaching staff he's familiar with. You're not going to have to change his offense,
right?
But yes, you would need to. Trade for Odell Beckham, you would need to sign, again, Emmanuel Sanders or whoever. You'd need to entice him. You can't say, hey, here are our guys. You got, you know, Kenny Ballage that you're turning the ball off to. But yeah, put me down now for Miami.
All right, so if I had to pick a team and I had to base it off of what you guys are saying,
that's
where
right.
He could end up, mm-hmm. All right, it's probably simple for me because he goes with the guy he loves to go, and that's Josh McDaniels. Josh McDaniels goes to Dallas to become the head coach. Mm-hmm. They sit down with Jerry Jones, and they tell Jerry, listen, shut up.
Jerry,
we're doing things our way.
I'm going to jack with you today.
Here, listen, this is the way we're going to do it.
Yeah.
You already have a good offensive line of play. You got Ezekiel Elliott. You have Amari Cooper. Oh, by the way, here's what else we want, Jerry. We want you to do everything in your power to trade for Odell Beckham.
Mm-hmm.
So you can get us Odell Beckham defensively.
And get rid of Jason Witten.
Hey, this point.
Jason Witten's like Delanie Walker. Like, if you get to a certain age, it's like.
Yeah, moving on.
Yeah, and then, you know, so what? Here's what we're going to do.
But Dallas.
Dallas.
I don't know, guys.
With Josh McDaniels. Hey, Giselle, Dallas is a great place. You don't
you
have
like
to.
You like boots, right? You like you, Cowboys?
Yeah,
you don't have. The weather's nice. You don't have to worry about being in the limelight and all that kind of stuff. You know, it's one of those places where everything will be
cool. What
about
cool. Dak Prescott? We're just letting him walk then, I guess.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Jerry Jones.
You're going to have to pay him 30. He wants $30 million a year. Might as well give Tom Brady $30 million.
Listen, Brady, right. Brady, you can guarantee
me
Dak's 3 more
gonna
years.
Dak's going to want 5 years or whatever.
Right. Hey, Brady, can you give me three more years. Yeah, I'll give you three more years.
Because right now, who gives – would Dallas be more of a contender with Brady or with Dak Prescott?
With Brady.
Yeah, I think so, too.
And guess what?
Oh, and Prescott's had a good year.
And not only that, unlike Christian Fourier, who wants you to go to Tennessee and play, you don't have to worry about the Houston Texans or or the Colts. We got the crappy New York Giants, the crappy Washington Redskins, and you know what, Philadelphia.
Oh, the Eagles aren't very good right now either.
Yeah. So you come here, and we're going to be a team that instantly is going to be, you know, a team that's going to be number one in power rankings and projected to win a Super Bowl.
So if all of that does happen, or if one of those scenarios happen, what do the Patriots end up doing?
The Patriots are screwed. They become
get Dak Prescott.
They get that next guy available.
Well, no, but are they going to want to pay Dak Prescott, $35 million a year? So the Patriots become a team.
They probably don't want to, but they might have to.
Well, they really going to – so they're going to get –
well, yeah. What are you going to do? Or do you finally see does Belichick get a chance to have fourth-round pick, $600,000 cap hit, Jarrett Stidham?
No. Belichick has to go, you know what, we're going to be a transition team until we find that guy. So we're going to be an 8-8, 9-7 team. We're fighting for that sixth wild card spot.
But would you guys say that is a reality, though? Like him going to another team – is a legit
100%
possibility.
I don't think it
is. More
yes,
so
it
than
is.
It's ever been.
I don't
been.
Think it is. I don't
Why?
Think it's. I think they get to that point, and I think Brady knows based on what they have and what's available. I think Brady's looking and going.
All right, we're only giving you $19 million.
He's so miserable though this year. Why would the talent be better next year?
Because I think you get to a point next year where Robert Kraft goes, you know what? It is time for us to do what we know we need to do, because if we want to win more Super Bowls and we don't want to be having crap slinged at this organization for the next 3, 4, 5, however many years until we get back to winning Super Bowls, what we need to do is make sure Brady's happy. Here's what we're going to do, Tom. Yeah, yeah. 2 years, $50 million guaranteed. Oh,
okay,
yeah.
Okay, we got that.
We got that. Oh, by the way, guess what? We're calling Cleveland, and Bill's sending what we need to sell to get Odell Beckham.
Yeah. There was an article written in the Herald on Friday. Karen Gregan talked with Tom Brady Sr. We'll get to that. There's some interesting quotes from Tom Brady Sr. talking about his son and his future and whose hands it is in. So
if
we'll
we
get
did
to
polls
all that.
Here,
yeah.
That would be a good poll. The poll would be Brady more likely to end up with Scoops Foyer in Tennessee,
Wiggy
in Dallas, and Rich Keefe in MIAO.
What are the other options out there?
No,
Carolina,
just those
Denver. Those would be the three, or the field.
/
but not Pats. If he plays somewhere else, it would be boom.
Yeah, I think that I would probably win that one.
Well, we could put it to the test. We could Dale Keefe that, John. You want Dale Keefe Twitter that?
Yeah. On it.
I think I would
on
win
it.
That. I
think, you think so?
Because
only time will tell.
Because
you can check in on it. At
it would
4:00.
Be Brady McDaniels to Dallas.
Well, that could. I. You know what? I wouldn't completely rule that out. I don't think it's that bad. We get to your phone calls as well. 617-779-7937. We'll get to some of the quotes from Tom Brady Sr. on Tom Brady. This is NFL Sunday brought to you by Kaplansky Insurance.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
You're listening to NFL Sunday on Sports Radio WEEI.
Back here on NFL Sunday, Keith Fourier and Wiggy, as we are keeping an eye on the Ravens-Bills game. Very important game for the Patriots, really on both sides
of it. I picked the Bills to win this game.
Did you? Yes. Oh, that's right. You were predicting a back-to-back loss.
Which I should have been right at them if Kyle Shanahan. If Shanahan wasn't a moron in San Francisco, the coach for the 49ers, if it wasn't a buffoon, and every play call that he called took the play clock down to the last second and they had to burn like two timeouts late in the game.
Josh Allen. I hate him.
Wide open tight end.
Josh Allen's 9-3 as a starter this year.
I hate him. You know what? I hate him.
You hate him?
And the fact that my point is, and this is how good this Buffalo team is that they're winning in spite of him, or is it despite of him? Which one is it? I always get those confused. In spite of his performance.
Every now and then I feel like I paid attention a little bit in English class.
So I think that the first thing you would automatically think as a Patriots fan is you want Baltimore to lose so you can regain the top spot in the AFC and have the home field advantage.
There comes the blitz.
However, if Buffalo wins and if the Patriots lose today, now you might, if you lose to the Bills in a couple of weeks, now the division you might not even have. But are you saying that's so far-fetched want Baltimore to lose? As a fan, do you want Baltimore to lose or do you want the Bills to lose?
I want Baltimore to lose because I think if Buffalo comes here, Josh Allen stinks and you'll be able to beat Buffalo at home if you're the Patriots and you'll be able to own that number one seed. But
Josh Allen is not going to beat you.
Okay.
All right. He is not going to beat you.
But Josh Allen, they're never out of a game or in a tough situation because of him. Now, he can put them in some tough situations too.
I love Buffalo as a team. I was like, okay, all they need to do is – I knew they were going to make the playoffs.
Yeah.
I thought 9-7 was good enough. They may be 10-6. They'll probably get bounced in that first round, but who the hell knows?
Yes.
Based on who they play. If they had just – because we just watched one series, right?
Of the Josh Allen was not really good. That close.
Tyler was wide open on a corner route.
He threw two passes, even the scramble.
Right.
He was just one of those guys that says, you know what? I don't have any real – I'm not really accurate, so I'm just going to just chuck the hell out of it and see how – it's like no touch whatsoever. Every ball is hard to catch.
Right. Yeah, right.
Every single one is hard to catch because whether you're close or far away, he's throwing it – it's like throwing it like a missile.
But they
he's like a closer with no
he's got one pitch.
Yeah, and it's a fastball, but the only problem is with his fastball, he has no control of it.
Yeah. All right, as for what I mentioned earlier, Tom Brady Sr. talked with Karen Gregan of the Boston Herald. Here are a couple of quotes. I want to get your guys' thoughts on it. When asked about, you know, could he leave New England, Tom Brady Sr. said, quote, "You know, I don't know. It's hard for me to envision him playing somewhere else. He wants to play, but ultimately it's Bill's decision. Nobody really knows. Bill doesn't tip his hand." He later goes on to say, "If Bill says he doesn't want Tommy and Tommy wants to play, well, Joe Montana went to Kansas City. Just because Bill decides he wants to move on, that won't dictate Tommy's future. I'm sure there are a few other teams in the league that would want him."
And who is Brady's hero growing up?
Maybe Joe Montana.
But Joe Montana. And what better way to finish his career in the same manner
that
his hero did? Don't go to the Chiefs.
Go to San Francisco.
I honestly feel like
I agree with you.
That
completely.
Is part of the equation. That is I know it says, it's up to Bill. Well, listen – no, in a way, you can just go back and forth. Well, it's really up to Tom. Tom knows we don't pay anybody. Tom knows that if he was really going to make a crap load of money, he would have done it 2 years ago. But no, we didn't do it. We actually forced him into a bunch of incentives, which he didn't make the second year. Mm-hmm. So he knows. So if Bill wants him,
Bill's going to have to pay him.
Yeah, but isn't it really up to Kraft? Because isn't Kraft the ultimate decision maker?
That depends on if you think Kraft is likes to butt in like Jerry Jones.
From what everybody tells me, Christian, that Kraft butted in when it came down to Jimmy Garoppolo. So now why all of a sudden he wouldn't do that?
But wouldn't Kraft have butted in last year? And if Tommy Curran, who's going to join us at 2 o'clock, mm-hmm. he said last year if Brady was offered 2 years, $50 million, the Drew Brees deal,
yep.
then he would have taken it. And he would have been under contract not only for this year with a little bit of a raise, but for next year, and we wouldn't even be talking about this.
Well, maybe Kraft was – that still, to me, is the biggest head-scratcher of them all. Is why didn't you just pay the guy last year
right.
2 years, $50 million? I don't have the answer to that question. I think it was a bad decision on their part. I completely disagree with them not re-signing him.
Yeah.
But if you're Robert Kraft and you're in this position right now and you go, okay, we're moving on from Tom Brady because I don't want to give him now the 2 years, $50 million, which I screwed up and I should have gave him last year, what are we leaning on? What am I depending on? Who's going to be the guy? Who's going to be that guy that I think when I say, okay, here's where we're going with the team. Bill, what's your thoughts here? Is Stidham? Do you really think this team could be successful with Stidham?
I bet Belichick thinks that they would be.
Do you think that there's a well, I guess this is a dumb statement.
All right, here we go. Hope you're rolling back there. Let's go.
How much of Bill's arrogance gets in the way of him making the right decision? I know it's a broad statement, but it's one of those things.
It's literally what we were just talking about with Patrick Mahomes. Patrick Mahomes thinks he can make any throw.
Right.
For the most part, he can make any throw. Doesn't mean he won't throw picks. It's
right.
like Bill's probably thinking, I'm the best coach. I can figure this out.
Bill, I mean, you've been with Bill and I've been with Bill.
He's a lover.
Do you really believe,
is that right?
Do you really think that he thinks that he can win without Brady, but that guy being Stidham?
I mean, Stidham might be a bit of a stretch. I don't know what he really thinks of Stidham.
But
I think if you gave him Teddy Bridgewater or Ryan Tannehill or someone like that,
but
he
do you
he
really
can win.
Think yes. he can win with Teddy Bridgewater or Ryan Tannehill?
Win the Super Bowl?
Yeah.
Those guys are just stopgaps.
These are the free agents for next year. These are your options: Teddy Bridgewater, Ryan Tannehill, Andy Dalton, isn't that your boy?
That guy.
Andy Dalton.
He hasn't mentioned him yet today. That's a shock.
He's winning Super Bowl.
Absolute shock.
Winston. I don't know about Winston. And Eli Manning.
I think Eli's going to retire.
No, but those are some of the free agents.
Those first three guys, you make the playoffs minimum. Don't you think?
I don't know. With Teddy Bridgewater?
Yes.
He wasn't very good.
The question will be, how good is your defense? Is your defense as good this year or next year? Kind of regresses.
It'll still be good.
It'll still
be decent. But who's – okay, if Tom Brady's struggling throwing it to these guys have here, you think Teddy Bridgewater's going to do better job?
But if you're 10-2 and the quarterback play hasn't been that good, if you
But do you really think it's the quarterback play or it's the lack of tools that the quarterback has?
I think it's all of it. But my point is you're not winning games because you're throwing for 300 yards.
But you're winning games because of what – and this is where I agreed with Christian on his – to a small point to his Tom Brady's having his top five season. I think that part was a little nuts.
It seems a little high to me.
Right, but I do
– I try to make my point.
The take is high.
Right.
The ranking is high.
I do agree with Christian that Brady is saving this team in the sense of he's not – making a lot of bad decisions, which is
your point is another quarterback would take more sacks and
ball over.
I got you.
So when you look at that, if you're going, okay, if Tom Brady's doing this with nobody, what do you think a guy like Teddy Bridgewater or Ryan Tannehill is going to be able to do here with the same group
Ryan
of guys?
Tannehill is like Tennessee's offense. This is just like a nasty offense.
Yeah, but they run the football.
Okay.
They run the football.
All
Who they running the football? Is Ryan Tannehill going to have Derrick Henry here next year?
Yeah, Sonny Michel. You know that Sonny Michel was drafted higher than him.
They're the same player.
The same guy. He should be.
Wow, he can be like drafted higher than him.
He was. Just about everybody was.
But you see the point I'm trying to make, though. Do you think that now? I think Bill really believes.
I think Bill thinks he could win with anybody, and I think part of that is what makes him.
Well,
a great coach.
And that's the part of the arrogance part.
Huh? I'm wrong? Do you think he thinks he can only win with Brady? There's no way.
No. But
that.
I think he must think like, okay, I know I can't be so arrogant to think that I can win with Teddy Bridgewater and Ryan Tannehill.
But okay, so what about look at the tight end position? Look at some of the guys that they think they can win with. That's who they picked. Those are the guys. Kendricks, Austin Seferian, Jenkins, Ryan Izzo, freaking Lacoste, and no offense, and Ben, Lawson. I love you to death, dude,
right, but you're, come on.
But, I mean, that's not the answer. Right. I mean, we can get by with you.
Right.
You know, because mm-hmm. There's not going to be anything special about that position. More importantly,
but that might be taking Brady for granted too, right?
Yeah, it is.
Like, that's
Brady.
Part of that. Right. Whereas if you had Andy Dalton, you might say we have to address the tight end position more.
Buffalo stinks.
How many sacks is that? Three on this drive for the Ravens.
Explain
defense.
To me this.
It's
this
Josh
is,
Allen.
But this
he just fumbled it.
Yeah, but this is where I don't necessarily put it on him. This is where I think coaches are stupid. You got the kid Knox, the tight end for Buffalo. He's a good
like
pass catching tight end, but he's going against the outside linebacker or defensive end from the Baltimore Ravens. What's the kid's name? Juno or what,
I don't know his name.
But whatever, you got a
Judon.
You got a tight end, pass catching tight end trying to block him one on one in pass protection, and he completely goes around and strip sack fumble. Like, coaches are so dumb.
So the Ravens have a 3-0 lead late first quarter against the Buffalo Bills, who on offense look just terrible.
But
they're doing a good job defensively though.
They're doing a great job.
Yeah. So this is obviously one of the marquee games, and couldn't be more important to the Patriots.
Right.
The
well, you're starting to see it's just the previous series before Buffalo fumbled it. You saw an excellent series by the Buffalo defense.
Yep.
As far as how to play them, they tackled Lamar Jackson behind the line of scrimmage when he was scrambling. Great job using leverage in the sideline as an extra 12th defender. They didn't bite on any fakes. And then on third down, they tried a quick throw. They blitzed. And here he goes right now
right
around the corner.
Giving
and,
up the edge.
But now it's a holding call. So can we play-by-play this? For the
yeah,
game
I
starts?
Think so.
But you know what, though? This is a perfect game, and I think this kind of plays off into what we're talking about here, that if you think you can move on from Tom Brady, if Brady's not here, I think Buffalo is the best team in the AFC East.
Oh, no doubt.
Even with Josh Allen, the Scrubini at quarterback.
No doubt.
If
but
Brady
I would also
Miami though.
But also look at
new sheriff in town.
That would be there's no way. There nobody likes
but
the Dolphins.
Miami's so bad. Keith, you talked about this at the beginning of the year on how bad Miami is.
They stink.
They're horrible.
You know what they could use? Quarterback.
Hey, but they beat Philly.
They beat the Jets.
I know Brady's great, but
unbelievable.
How bad of a team are they?
They're horrible.
I don't think anybody can
but
say
they have so much cap space, too, that they could be a major player. They could get a lot of guys. So a couple of guys might want to just play with Brady.
Well, they'd have to.
You
got to,
like,
some
NBA it. Brady's going to convince all his buddies to
well,
go
see,
play with
a team, a team that had a ton of draft capital and just, you know, lots of money that they could allocate to just players. Cleveland. You would think, and I think maybe that's how we were so high on them. I felt like they were building something for a while.
Look good.
But then it's not working
so
out.
Why
their
not
choice,
coach?
Their coaching choice screwed them.
Yep. So why not Brady go to Cleveland with McDaniels?
I don't know. If you're McDaniels, why bother?
Because you got Brady coming with you.
I don't know, but just overall, like, that's so we're still in the game that he's leaving,
I guess,
right?
Like, how bad?
Right.
How
Do you think
McDaniels is dead set on being a head coach again?
Yes.
I think he is. Everybody does. I mean,
no,
you don't.
I think he
well,
wanted.
He
wanted
a job, and he backed
no,
out.
No, he wanted that Green Bay job.
No,
I know that for a fact.
Okay.
Scoops Fourier, bring some news. He wanted that job. He didn't get it. And then some crazy stuff happened with him and Ursay that forced him to change his mind.
By the
way, Indy.
Did he not even get a interview with Green Bay?
That's what I heard.
He didn't even get one, right?
No, he didn't get an interview.
I don't think he
got an interview.
But for a fact, he wanted that job.
Yeah.
But they didn't want him.
Fourier on it again.
They didn't want him.
All right, we'll get to your phone calls coming up here. 617-779-7937. This is NFL Sunday. Tommy Kern will join us at 2 o'clock.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously. But shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
You're listening to NFL Sunday. Let's get back to it on Sports Radio WEEI.
Back here on NFL Sunday, the Ravens just scored another touchdown, or the first touchdown of the game, I should say. Extra point pending. Ravens lead the Bills 9-0 here.
Yeah, about to be. It goes back to being stupid as coaches, right?
You guys are not liking the Bills here.
No.
I do like the Bills.
Christian likes the Bills.
I'm sorry. Wiggy doesn't like the Bills coaching-wise.
I don't like the last play.
You know it's third and goal. You stop them up the gut. What do you think Baltimore's going to do? They're going to say, let's get our best player in Lamar Jackson. Right. Let's try to get him on the edge, and maybe we can run. But all we got to do is get him on the edge. What does Buffalo do? Let him get on the edge. And now he's in a position where once the guy comes up, he basically throws an alley-oop to the damn.
Just kind of flicked.
It was a weird little play.
Yeah, it was like a shovel pass to the tight end over the guy's head because the guy's coming up and going, if I don't tackle him, he's going to score.
It was like those people during the Big 12.
But there was no edge.
When they put the football through the Dr. Pepper thing.
Right, not be allowed to do that.
Did you see that?
You should not be. Be like, listen, we're throwing it. You're going to throw the ball like a quarterback throws the ball. We're not going to push it like a chest pass.
But do you see that? You let the best player on the field get on the edge.
Listen, a lot of guys trying to stop him. A lot of guys can't.
Well, I think you at least have part, somebody though, out there stopping
them.
They've done a good job.
They've done it. I think an excellent job.
Yeah. Buffalo?
Yeah, so I think they've done an excellent job.
I give them credit. That was a turnover. That's why Baltimore got the ball in the 20-yard
line. All right, let's go to the phones here because we have Tommy Kern coming up at 2 o'clock. Let's start out with Steve in Fall River on Tom Brady. What's up, Steve?
I guess it's an eternal question, and we won't know if Bill Belichick is actually that delusional to think he can win with just anybody. Someone has to remind him he's a 500 coach without Tom Brady. He actually was sub-500 before Tom Brady, and he coached for a lot of years with a lot of different quarterbacks. So Tom Brady accounts for 2/3 of the play on the field.
Right. Why did he win with Bledsoe?
He didn't win with Bledsoe.
I mean, I agree with you. I don't think he can win without Brady.
Well, what do you mean he can't win without Brady?
No.
He got to the playoffs with Cleveland.
Not with the guys. I mean, he can win.
That's what I'm saying.
He can win. He could. Like I said, they could be 8-8, 9-7 fighting for that sixth seed, but they're not going to be Super Bowl contenders with Ryan Tannehill and Teddy Bridgewater.
I think here's the problem also, and I say this all the time because – most cities are fired up with 9-7, 10-6. I think of Houston as if I'm a Houston, I'm frustrated because I feel like we're always close, but we're always putting out a good product and a competitive team. Like we're always somewhat in the conversation. We're always fighting for a playoff spot, so we're not worried about it. New England, it's like you can't even, like, this isn't reality.
Well, that's a
loser's mentality. This isn't the real world.
But that's a loser's mentality. All those other teams.
No, it's reality. In the NFL, you're going to go 20 freaking years.
Well,
like, it is a big
season.
All right,
so hey, guess what? You know, there's that saying out there, the new normal. Well, our new normal around here is not going 9-7 and fighting for the sixth seed.
So if Doug Peterson can win the Super Bowl with Nick Foles, why can't Bill Belichick win a Super Bowl with Ryan Tannehill?
I mean, that's like that's a blind squirrel finding a nut. Anybody can do that. I mean, it is what it is.
Anybody can win the Super Bowl?
No, no, no. Anybody can get lucky and put one together and win a couple playoff games.
I agree with that. Like sometimes, because think about it, Carson Wentz was the guy. Nick Foles, he wasn't even playing.
Right.
And for him to play out of his mind, and especially a guy that was going to retire. He was going to retire.
It was almost more impressive because he wasn't even a starter the whole year.
Yeah, but
I think he played
the last couple of games.
Listen, he had an unbelievable game. Yeah. He had a flat-out unbelievable game.
He had a good postseason.
The entire postseason was great.
How's he doing down in Jacksonville? Oh, yeah, that's right. They benched him for the mustache.
But maybe that has something to do with Doug Peterson. I think he's a good coach.
No, I said that a blind squirrel can find a nut. Now, when you look at Belichick, and if he has to have one of those guys, right? Yeah, could he win with? We can all throw out the Drew Breeses and the Aaron Rodgers and those type of guys. But can he? Are they a Super Bowl contender? Your opinion? Are they a Super Bowl contender?
Ooh, the Patriots
with Teddy Bridgewater, Tannehill.
Yes.
Whoever you want.
Yeah.
Next, you really believe that they're a Super Bowl contender?
I don't. Listen, I don't think this team. I think this team can get to the Super Bowl. I don't know if they'll win it, but I think they can definitely get to the Super Bowl.
That's a Super Bowl contender.
You know? I think. No, I think, technically, I guess you're right. Yeah, you add that up, and what you got is
so
a
you
Super
think
Bowl.
You think a team this same team with Tannehill and
okay, you sound like Glenn again, because Glenn was basically saying that same thing, and I was like, he's like, well, they would never beat Philly, they would never beat Dallas. I'm like, wait a second, Philly lost to Miami.
Yep,
Dallas. Lost to Buffalo. They lost to the Jets. Yep. So are you honestly going to sit there?
I'm on your side.
It's ridiculous. Like, hashtag Philly went down to Miami and lost.
I think Glenn,
Dallas lost to the Jets Buffalo. Why are we putting him on this pedestal?
I think
they wouldn't have beat him.
Glenn's the smartest one on OMF because if you really believe you and
Lou. We can't take anything you say seriously.
Now, the rest of the show.
You've lost all credibility.
I'm talking about in this particular topic.
Oh, this point.
Yeah, this particular topic. If you really believe that this team is a Super Bowl contender with Bridgewater, Jameis Winston, Ryan Tannehill. Andy Dalton, you are out of your damn mind.
They're probably 9-3 with any other quarterback. Maybe still
10-2. They're 6-6.
So they replace one quarterback that is struggling, not because he sucks, with another quarterback that is going to struggle. Hey, listen, just don't throw interceptions.
Your whole 45-minute rant on why Brady's having one of his top five seasons was because of the fact that he's not making those mistakes. He's not putting them in a bad situation. He's actually contributing and winning games because of what he's doing as a quarterback. You think that Jameis Winston's going to be able to come in here and do the same thing?
Stop saying Jameis Winston.
I know. He uses the worst.
Stick with Tannehill and Bridgewater.
Tannehill and Bridgewater would come in here.
Competent quarterbacks. I don't know what to say.
Those guys would, if they were in this
position.
But
you're not asking them. And I would say, maybe it doesn't look as good.
But they would make more mistakes.
But like, look at Bridgewater taking over for Breeze.
I mean,
he barely missed a beat.
He didn't lose one game.
But guess what? They still had Michael Thomas. So you're going to have this guy come in.
But that's the point, is Teddy Bridgewater come in here and the offense would probably look similar.
It would look similar. You still have the same defense. You still have the same special. You still have the same coach. And more importantly, think about this.
He's going to make way more mistakes.
You lose to Baltimore.
Right.
Whoever your quarterback is.
You lose to Baltimore.
Doesn't matter. Yep.
You lose to Buffalo.
I don't – why?
Why? Why what is, what are you watching doing this game right now? Look at this offense. The defense won that game.
You lose to Buffalo.
No, I don't know why.
Because I'm telling you.
What did Brady have, like 150 yards passing
No. Tannehill and Bridgewater will make more mistakes. You probably lose to the Eagles.
No.
Why do you lose to the Eagles?
Hold on.
Wait a second. I'm not done with this conversation.
Yeah, okay.
They lost to the Dolphins.
All right, we're moving on.
Who lost to the Dolphins?
Philadelphia lost
to
the Dolphins.
But you keep going back
to that one point.
This is NFL Sunday presented by Kaplansky Insurance. The right coverage at the right price.
Kaplansky.com.
Also in part by the New England Kubota Tractor Dealers and Needham Bank. We will be joined by Tom E. Kern from NBC Sports Boston. Coming up next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.